Oshta, Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I am definitely a word person, and I just love words. I love to make them up, and I love to use them in funky descriptive ways. Both my sisters, Anawake and Sis, are the same way. We are three girls that still use the word groovy just because we can. As you may remember from a previous broadcast on January 18th called Potential Means You Just Haven't Done It Yet, there are some words that just drive me bonkers. One is potential and the other is try. We often use words without even taking into consideration what they mean. The word try is right up there on my unappreciated word list. When I'm in a consult with someone and they say to me, "I'll try," then I can just about count on them not doing what we just discussed. Try actually means that you will not do it. Think about it. It does not involve a commitment. When you tell a friend that you will try to make it, or you will try to call, then you don't have to commit. What does that mean, I'll try to call, or I'll try to make it? One time I challenged a client to give up her cable TV for financial purposes. She said, "I'll try." Now tell me, do you really think she gave up her cable? Do you really think she had the intention of giving it up? Basically, try means no. Try is actually an attempt, but it is not success. Let's not sugarcoat this word try. We have to push past the attempt in order to reach the success. That's why you have to be relentless in your pursuit, folks. If you are not going to be relentless, then why should the universe take you seriously and give you what you desire if you're just going to try? Certainly, you may have undertaken an endeavor, and that's real nice. But you still don't have to push yourself to overcome or succeed. I love the word relentless because it does not get tired. Think of Lance Armstrong. He's relentless. Steve Fawcett. He's relentless. Ellen MacArthur. She's relentless. Jennifer Lopez. She's relentless. Warren McDonald. He's relentless. Think about the relentless personalities in your own life. Those who overcome illness, tragedy, and destruction. They are relentless. There is no try. Relentless is also one of my go words. The word try is on my list of stop words. Trying allows you room to make excuses and shift blame if you do not make it or succeed in whatever you were trying to do. I acknowledge that I've even used the word try on my visitors over on drstanley.com with regard to posting horoscopes on time. Prayerfully, I will be the first to call me on my stuff before somebody else does. It feels much better, believe me. Folks, I don't wish to be too cold here, but let's face it. Try means you haven't done it yet. Now, I understand where someone out there tried to climb Mount Everest and did not make it. I get that. There is also someone like Warren McDonald who climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with no legs. I neither had the thought, inclination, or desire to climb a mountain, because a physical mountain was not my mountain to climb. Although I'm certainly open to it. I have other mountains to climb, symbolically. It's the same thing, folks, but here we go again. If you tried and did not do it, then it still means you didn't do it. Certainly, let's give credit where credit is due for the attempt, but you know and I know that this is not in reference to comparing ourselves to anyone else's feet. There is no comparison to you and me because we are separate individuals. Now let's tighten this topic to a smaller scale. My belief system says this: if I cannot commit to something small, then how can I commit to something big? The nutshell is this: I have to commit myself in order to overcome try. Heck, I try all the time and it ticks me off. I cannot stand trying because I want results. I tell myself, come on, Loretta, either do it or not. There is no try. You will either do it or not. Are you committed? Then do it. Now that's the dialogue inside my Gemini cogwheel churning head. I was talking to a woman one day when about 30 seconds into the conversation, my intuition picked up that this woman was not working hard enough. I was certain of it. So naturally, I had to challenge her on this, and back came the phrase, "I'm trying." Oh, now wait a second here. Those of you who I've chatted with know that I'm a straight shooter, and I will hand over the reality check right now, today. My belief system also says if you call me or you have a consult with me, then you want answers and you're ready for a gal like me. As this young woman and I moved forward in the conversation, she realized that she was, in fact, trying, and I definitely called her on it. It was great, and she realized that she was not pushing hard at all. She had more than enough oomph in her to get to the place that she desired to be. I just love that 2x4 right upside the head. Me? I want more light bulbs going off in my head. I want the 2x4 whack up against the side of my head type of awakening so that I can change instantaneously. Now that's what I'm talking about. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.